It doesn't. The footsteps are still the same. Da da da. And I know they're familiar, but it wasn't like this.
What was it like?
It's a certain rawness to it. It was just raw. It didn't. You see that? It is at peace with itself. Whereas then you could feel
mm-hmm.
a sort of
mm-hmm.
again struggling over territory. Okay. Now people have there are some people who it only just arrived or were on or recently. Majority of people who might have been on the market would probably say, "Oh, I come from such a place, but I only just arrived," or something like that. Whereas most of the people who might find the market now were born in Brixton. Do you know what I mean? That mm-hmm. demographic shift also means
it gives a different feel.
You can tell the difference when people are trying to mark a territory
mm-hmm.
and when people actually live in a space. Okay. And there is that difference. There is a kind of comfortableness about it now. There isn't a sense of danger. I don't mean danger now. Maybe the danger is still there, but it's not the same.
Mm.
It is comfortable. So in some ways, that thing I've been looking for is that Babylon has fallen in that sense. Okay, I don't feel somebody's unlikely to stop and search me, whereas then it was pretty real. I have not seen a single person with locks. Okay, whereas if I flash back to then, more or less 2/3 of the people around here would have been locked up. Okay? And you'd have seen more black men on the street than you see now. I don't know where they've gone.
Out there.
Okay? There is also a sense of, if you like, a connection, a visible sense of connection with West Africa more than with Jamaica, or a mixture. Okay. Okay. Which says something about the growing population of people of African descent, of course. Okay. Than was then. Okay. Then Brixton was synonymous with Jamaica. And this has always been here, that little next door, the relationship between hairdressers and reggae. Okay. And the relationship between style, the body, and reggae. Reggae marks Brixton for me. And there is a different sense of coming into Brixton when reggae is playing to my head. Now, it doesn't have, it's comfortable. It's no longer a surprise now. So in many ways, and the mark for the dread for me is that it is not a mark of resistance anymore, this bit. Well, it doesn't, that's not what it suggests. It doesn't suggest being here. Okay. It suggests belonging here. It suggests part of here, part of the tapestry. So I would have probably come here and tried to buy a tam. Or since there's a Zimbabwean, or I would have come here to found some milly mill, you know, to make some sadza. Okay. I want your scarf.
You want this? Oh, there's none left. We only had three, but I think you can get some more. Ask the Rastaman.
Where?
You can get some.
Well, I can't get one today. Now.